We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Yotes Amud Beis. We are beginning 13 lines from the top, but are two dots. So we just learned that we had the second case of the Braisa, where someone went down a road, a Safek Tumah, and then he went into Beis HaMikdash, and then he was retired himself, and then went again another road and went into Beis HaMikdash. So there, Tanakam was Chayiv. The question was, why should he be chayiv? He never knew for sure that it was tamei. So Gemara has two mahalachim. Rabbi Yechon says safek yediyah ki yediyah, and Rosh Lakish says even safek yediyah is enough of yediyah. Rosh Lakish says taka, you don't need. Going to the Yama holds you do not need a yediyah v'tchila when it comes to the din of carbon oil of the yair. So Gemara has stira now. Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. V'rami Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon. V'rami Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish. That's a stira from Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says you made Safik Yediya Ki Yediya, and Rosh Lakish is masked by that's not a good idea. And you have no choice but to say we're going according to every small holds that Bryce is going according to every small holds, you don't need idea at all. So to Gemara, the Tanya, we looked at the Bryce, Ochal Safik Chalev, Vinoida. Then he ate a Safik Chalev, and then he found out, oh yeah, he ate a Safik Chalev, I have to bring an Asham Tali until I know for sure if it's Chalev. Then he ate another Safik Chalev, Vinoida. So do you bring two Asham Talis or not? Rabbi Omer, just like you bring a chatas on each one, because you have a diyah in between. Here you don't have mamash have a diyah. You know that you had a suffix. Here also kach, maybe oshem tali al kol echavecha. Here also you bring an oshem tali on each one. So we have machlokes. We have Rabbi says pshat is that you bring on each one an oshem tali. And the Gemara, there's another ton of arguments on Rabbi. Rav Shimon Yehuda, Rav Shimon Amru, Rav Shimon, ain't maybe al Shem Tali Yechel. Only bring one al Shem Tali. Shneim al Shigas es Shogag, Hatar Ribs es Shogas Harbeg. You give a chay for every Shogig another carbon chatos, but for al Shem Tali Yechel, only one al Shem Tali. So we have here Machlekes Rabbi and Rav Shimon and Yehuda. We have to explain Rabbi is when you eat a Safek Chalev and then you remember, then you realize, you ate a Safek Chalev, then you eat again a Safek Chalev. Do you bring two awesome talis or not? So Rabbi says, yeah, just like by Chatos, if someone eats Chalev and then remembers the Eidah, then he realizes the Eidah Chalev, then eats Chalev again and realizes the Eidah Chalev, each halama is Mechai, each idea is Mechai, a new carbon Chatos. Each idea is a new carbon Chatos. Same thing with awesome tali. Each idea that you ate a Safik will bring a carbon Chatos. So what's Pshat and Rabbi? V'onra Shlokish, Kan Shana Rabbi, Yediyais, Sveikais, Mischalkais, Lechatos. Here, Rebbe's been mechadish to us that a yediya of a suffix is called a yediya, and therefore, yediya's suffix will also be mechalek lechatayis. So he says like this, that if someone, what Rebbe means to say like this, let's say this suffix shuman, if you realized afterwards that it was chalif, both times, both cases, you ate on Sunday a suffix chalif, and then you found that you ate a suffix chalif. The next day, Monday, you had a Safek Chalev, then you found the Safek Chalev. And then on Tuesday, you find out both Sunday and Monday's pieces were really Chalev, weren't Safek, they were Chalev. How many Chatos will you bring? Zogt Rav Shlokish, Rebbe must hold, you bring two Chatoyas. And since the Gabi the Chatoyas, so it'll be a Yediyah, so that's why you bring two awesome Talis. Like Rashi says like this, Vach Kama, Rebbe, Kishi Yedei Lach Azman, She Chalev Hoya, Yavi Chatos, Kol Echav Echad, She Yediyah Safek, She Hoyas Loi Ben Tayim, Mechal Kosam, Dloi Nahav Shnei Zeis Chalev Elam Echad. Kach, he says, "Kol zman shloim noy delahem shein vada chelav el safek chelav meveyas mitoli al kol achas vachas." So you see, he holds clearly Rosh Lakish that yediya safek shma yediya. Because here, between Sunday and Monday, all you knew is where you ate a safek chelav, and that's called the yediya enough to be chayev echatas on Monday's safek chelav. So you see, yediya sveikas mechalkas according to Rosh Lakish. But Rosh Lakish can't show Rebbe yediya sveikas mechalkas echatas. Rabbi Yechon Omar, kishem. She ideas vaday ba'alma mischalkos lechatos, kach ideas sofik mischalkos la'ashamois. Rabbi Yechon says, just like ideas vaday is for its chatos, it's mischalik, which means ideas vaday by ashamois, ideas sofik is mischalkos. Rabbi Yechon says, no, ideas sofik is not called the idea, the gabi chatos, but asham tali is brought for a sofik. So for someone who's brought for a Safik, a Yediyah Safik is enough. Don't tell me that the reason why it's a new Asham Tali every time is because if it would be a Chatas, you would bring a Chatas. No, you only bring one Chatas in such a case when you find that Tzchelev, because you never had a Yediyah in between. But Legavi Asham Tali is brought for a Safik. So Yediyah Safik is enough for Asham Tali. Look at Rashi, V'erich, and I'm a loyal Rebbe Kach, and L'kach Brusha, G'shem Shalim Yechata, Shabam, Yediyah Zvadai, Yediyah Zvadai, Shemitayim, Echalko, Yislechatos, Kachlin Yoshim Talui, Haboy Dia Sophic, Sophic Dia Shemitai, Machalkas La Shamas, Machalek. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. So the problem is, the Shikos Tira over here. Why? Here, all of a sudden, Rosh Lakish is saying, Yedia Sophic is called Yedia, and before he had no choice but the Zetzang like Rabbi Shmuel. And here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Yedia Sophic is not enough of Yedia, and before he said that Sophic Yedia is enough of Yedia. So it's a Tira of Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. So Gemara says, Bishlam de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan like Kasham. Because can also look at Darkul also. By Yediyah Satuma, we did a suffix like a Yediyah, but not because of Darkul also. And the Gemara explains. Hachahu, the like CV Yediyah Behedya, by Tuma and going into the base of Mikdash, don't say Klar, you have to have Yediyah before. Vanilla Muduka Asi. We learn that from Vanilla, don't say the word Yediyah. And vanilla means he has some kind of lama. A suffix idea is enough also to have a lama that he forgot about the suffix tumma. That's enough. So there, suffix idea is key idea. Vanilla would cost you. Blah, 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 you don't make a suffix idea like idea. Why? The chsiv. Oh, yeah, hoida, love you. The idea my eyes have been on. There, by regular chat, it says, hoida, love you. Have to know for sure that I did the avera. Therefore, there, you need a idea my eyes, not enough a suffix. So, Rabbi Yechat's not a stira. Why? Because Yediyah of Tumah, Safik Yediyah is enough. Because it's enough called Vanelam. But Legabe Chatos, to bring a Karma Chatos, you have to know, have a Yediyah Gemurah. And that's Mechalik. A Yediyah Safik does not help. It says, Hoya Hoya Allah. Eller Ashlokesh, the Pella. At the Mukum Lok Rabbi Shmuel, Nukumok Rabbi. Madach by Chatos, Rabbi holds a Safik Yediyah is enough. So for sure, Rabbi would hold by the Tumah, that's enough of a Yediyah. So why don't we say that it's going according to Rebbe, old Safik Yediyah Gediyah? Why do you have to say it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel? Elo, Rosh Lakish, Lamukum, Mukar, Rabbi Shmuel, Nukmuk, Rebbe. Some more answers, you're right, I could have said like Rebbe. Ha'kamash v'law, and the Rebbe Shmuel, lo'i ba'i Yediyah B'tchila. We're saying Rabbi Shmuel holds, you don't need Yediyah B'tchila. Freytimar Pshita, the lo'i ba'i, Milam Yas le'i Kroi. Rabbi Shmuel uses the extra vanelam to tell us that the Shushing is Halomas Mikdash. Vanelam de v'chayim hel mikdash. So it's not an extra alama. So of course he doesn't need alama idea betchila. So the Gemara ma'u detayim ki les lei mikroi. Maybe he doesn't have a pasuk to it. Avam Gemara is lei, but he has a Gemara. But maybe he has a misaira alacham ayish mesinai that it needs idea betchila. It's lei kamash law and he does not need idea at all. So Gemara's kash was warren shlokas that sign the brisa of suffik idea like. Rebbe holds something that is enough. Smar says, no, I want to tell you that Rebbe Shmuel does not need an idea at all. And why is that a chiddush? Because maybe he had a lacham and he didn't need an idea. Kamash Malon, that Rebbe Shmuel holds, you don't need an idea for carbon, oila, v'yarit.
You think he couldn't hold that like Rebbe?
Nothing to do with Rebbe. Rebbe Shmuel holds, you don't need an idea at all of Tumah. Rebbe Shmuel holds like Rebbe. What do you mean? Rebbe Shmuel holds that's not. He could have said like Rebbe. He could have said like Rebbe. He just wanted to say a chiddush like Rebbe Shmuel. He could have said like Rebbe. He wants to say like Rebbe Shmuel to tell you a chiddush in Rebbe Shmuel. Hadron Allah Perek Yediyas Hatoma Beli Neder, and now we're going to start the third Perek. I'm really going to start Masechta Shvuos for the name Shvuos. The first two Perekim landed up speaking about Yediyas Hatoma, a little bit Nida, Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Now we're going to go into the third Perek and learn about Shvuos. Like we learned that the Pasuk says, Oy Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisvasayim Laharai Lahetiv, someone who makes a Shvuah. And either lahara or lahetiv, which means lahaba, which means in the future, he says, I'm going to do something bad to myself, which means I'm not going to eat, or I'm going to eat, or lahetiv. L'chosh yevata odom v'shvuah v'nelam imenu, and then he does not listen to the shvuah, and he eats, let's say. He said, I'm not going to eat, v'uyada v'ashem, and he finds out, v'ashem l'chos v'ela, he brings the carbon oil of the yared. That is called a shvuah's bitui. And we learned in the first Mishnah, shvuah shtayim shavara means that Shvuah lahaba is what says Mefurosh in the pasuk lahara lahetiv, and the extra two which we learn from a drash is that l'shava also. If I say achalti or loy achalti, you also chayef for that. So let's see the mishnah which we'll discuss the shvuah of she'eichel. Shvuah shtayim sheim arba, like it said in the first mishnah. Shvuah she'eichel v'shloyeichel. Either shvuah he says I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat, or she'achalti v'shloyeichalti I ate or I didn't eat. That's what the four shvuas are. Now what happens, now I'll explain some details here. He says, shvuah shloichel. He makes a shvuah he's not going to eat. So the halacha is, if you eat, you chayev the carbon aliyah. How much do you have to eat to be chayev the carbon? So shvuah shloichel, someone makes a shvuah he's not going to eat, but achal kol shvuah. Eat a little bit, eat a very small amount. Chayev, the Rebbe Akiva holds you chayev. We find kol tarakula when it says issa achila. What does it mean? It means at least a kazayis. By Yom Kippur might be even more, but achila always means a kazayis. So how can you tell me that kol shu chayiv? Every time it says oichel in the Torah, it means kazayis. Hecha matzina baoichel kol shu chayiv shezak kazayis. Shechayiv. You need a kazayis. Amalehem Rabbi Kiva give answers to them. Where do you find that if you talk, you bring a carbon? This person makes a shua and brings a carbon. Explains Rashi. What he means to say is like this. Here, it's his deeper. It's in the Torah now to eat something. Don't say, lo shoichel kol nevela here. There, you're right. There needs a kazayis. Here, it's his deeper that's making it. What does his deeper mean? He says, so Rashi explains, his deeper is, his das is to the asvikoshu. And this happened through his dibur. And therefore, you are chayiv even b'kalshu, because tolin is dibur. That's a Rashi learns the Gemara. The Taisus on Chaf Amid is a little different. He says that since we are machmir, that even his dibur is making the isser, therefore, he probably means even a kalshu. But we'll learn Rashi's pshat, a very simple pshat. He's saying is that, vade daita lesser as b'kalshu. And therefore, he means to say that he shouldn't eat a kol shu, and if he eats kol shu, he's chayiv. The what's behind the Rabbanan then? So the Mishnah Malach learns that Rabbanan agree also, daitei atzme kol shu. But he holds that every time he's used Lashon Eichel, it goes with Lashon HaTaira, that he means to say Lashon HaTaira, and it means to say that that it's a kazayis, just like in Torah it means kazayis. That's what the Mishnah Malach says. The Lashon of the Rishash is that the Mishnah Melech says the Rabbanan Moedin Lashon Adam Achila V'Kalshu Rakasvile B'Shtomali Asa Atzma El Kashir Issa Taira. Avada usually Lashon Adam Oichel means Kalshu. You're right, but he probably when he was shafting an Isser, he meant to say like an Issa Taira, Isser of a Kazayis. Any questions? Klar? Okay, let's look at the Gemara Vayter L'Meimra. When you say Sheoichel, it says in our Mishnah that sha'oichel means I'm going to eat, and lo yoichel means I'm not going to eat. So we're going to concentrate on the words sha'oichel. One of the shuas are, sha'oichel means I'm going to eat. L'meimah is sha'oichel da'achil na'mashma. But Raminu, Master Rakasha, Astira from a Mishnah, Mesechus Darim. Taisus points out it's a Mishnah. Even though Gemara calls it a Brisa, later on it's a Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, if someone says, shvua lo'oichelach, I'm making a shvua, I'm not going to eat from you. Or shvua sha'oichelach, which this Mishnah means like this. The Taitzim means, Shvua Sha'echach means, what I eat from you should be Be'isr Shvua. Like Rashi says, Be'isr Shvua, Yeh Elai, Masha Oichel Mishalach. What I eat from you should be Be'isr Shvua. Which is actually a Lashuk Lashon Neder, which Rabbi Kiv Yeager and Nadarim points out, they see from here you can have a Shvua B'Lashon Neder. So the three things are, either a guy says, Shvua, I'm not going to eat from you, or Shvua Sha'echach, which means, what I eat from you should be Asr B'Shvua, or Loi Shvua Sha'echach. It's not a shvua what I'm not going to eat from you. But what I'm going to eat from you is a shvua. All these three cases, like a mechal lavat shmehein. It's like a, he says, lo shvua shloichel. It's not a shvua what I don't eat from you. What if I eat from you, it will be a shvua. So usher. These three cases are all usher shvua. Shvua loichelach, shvua shloichelach, which means what I'm going to eat from you is a shvua, and lo shvua loichelach are all isra shvua. So what do you see? You see, sha'oichelach means I'm not going to eat from you. Our Mishnah says, sha'oichelach shvua means I'm going to eat. Here it says, I'm not going to eat. On my abaya, it depends on the circumstance. Really, oichel means I'm going to eat. Like kasha kam misarven boy lechol, kam b'she'im misarven boy lechol. And like the on top of chaf and alaf, then the Gemara explains misarven lechol means I'm pressing you to come to my house to eat. So masdisim, our Mishnah is talking about misarven lechol. No one's talking, no one's telling me anything. So if someone says shoichel, it means I want to eat. Braisa, which means that Mishnah Nadarim misarven boy lechol. Someone's saying, come to my house for Shabbos, come to my house. I'm not going to eat. And then he says, Shvua Sha'echel. So there it means, Shvua Sha'echel. When he says Shvua Sha'echel, means that whatever I eat from you should be Shvua. That we know, that's what it means. So that is the first mahalach, the answer to the steer between our Mishnah and Mestechus Adarim. That depends on the circumstance. Usually Sha'echel means going to eat, or if you're pressing you to eat, and I say Sha'echel means whatever I eat from you should be also Shvua. Rav Ashi Omar, a different teretz. Tani, shvua she'i oichelach. In the Dharam, don't be garish, shvua she'oichelach. He said, shvua she'i oichelach. Shvua that I'm not going to eat from you. Bavada she'oichel means I'm going to eat. Here it says, she'i oichelach, I'm not going to eat from you. What's the chiddush? And like Tosis explains, You can't ask what the chiddush is because all the cases are just different type of shvuas. But the kash is, it already said shvua loy oichalach. So what's the difference between shvua loy oichalach and shvua e oichalach? Same thing. What's the chiddush? Maybe you would say he really was trying to say she oichalach. I'm going to eat, and it sounds like she oichalach. It sounds he got a little stutter, and now it became she e oichalach. So maybe he didn't really mean that. Kamash v'lon, then it means she oichalach. When he says oichalach, it means what he says. I can ask me, why don't you ask him? Did you make a mistake or not? So Tois asks the kasha. And Taimar, Tois is the rest of the middle Tois. And Taimar, the shayla ma'hoj v'daita. Tois' second teretz is he forgot what his das was. He says she oichalach, and afterwards he asks him, what do you mean? I forgot what we want to say. I forgot what you want to say. So here, maybe we say he was trying to say she'oichalach and it was a mistake to e'oichalach. Kamashlo, no. If he says e'oichalach, it becomes a shua as is. That's the shua. So that's the two mahalachim to answer. Avada she'oichalach pashas means she'oichalach that I'm going to eat. But so Abaye's teretz is that if someone's pressing him to come to the house, there you'll teach she'oichalach means that shua, whatever if you should be is a shua. Rav Asher says, the case of always she'oichalach means I'm going to eat. The case of the Dharam was, it says she'i oichalach. That's what he said. And therefore means, there means that iser shvua that I'm not going to eat.